Turn your Bibles to Ruth chapter 1. As you're finding Ruth, the story is of two women whose lives seem marked more by tragedy than triumph. Yet even in that, the qualities God expects in mothers shine forth. Set during the years when the judges ruled over Israel, there had been a famine. I do need to say one quick story about Josh. I used to say jokingly, maybe not so jokingly, they would come to our house during the summer and help pick green beans that they always seemed to, I always got the impression that they thought food just miraculously appeared on the grocery store shelves. They didn't understand what it took. Well, let me tell you, when you live in the era of the story that we're going to look at, a famine was a bad, bad thing. And so the famine makes a family move from Bethlehem to find food. And they settle in a foreign land. Life seems to be looking up for them when tragedy strikes. The father and then both sons die, leaving a mother and the two sons' wives. And in the relationship of the mother with one of the wives, the qualities of a real mom are seen. Ruth chapter 1, we're going to begin in verse 6. Then she, being Naomi, she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the land of Moab. For she had heard in the land of Moab that the Lord had visited his people in giving them food. So she departed from the place where she was and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return to the land of Judah. And Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go, return, each of you, to her mother's house. May the Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me. May the Lord grant that you may find rest, each in the house of her husband." Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voices and wept. And they said to her, "No, but we will surely return with you to your people." But Naomi said, "Return, my daughters. Why should you go with me? Have I yet sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? Return, my daughters, go, for I am too old to have a husband. If I said I have hope, if I should even have a husband tonight and also bear sons, would you therefore wait until they were grown? Would you therefore refrain from marrying? No, my daughters-in-law. For it is harder for me than for you, for the hand of the Lord has gone forth against me." And they lifted up their voices and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. Then she said, "Behold, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and her gods. Return after your sister-in-law." But Ruth said, "Do not urge me to leave you or turn back from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. Thus may the Lord do to me, and worse, if anything but death parts you and me." When she saw that she was determined to go with her, she said no more to her. Margaret Cobb tells the story of her then 13-year-old daughter, Amy, as perhaps having more trouble than some teens discovering who she is, because she was adopted from South Korea and they had no idea who her birth mother was. After Amy received braces on her teeth, she became more and more uncomfortable as the day wore on. By bedtime, she was miserable. Margaret gave her some medication and invited her to snuggle up with her for a while. Soon the medication and the situation kicked in and she became more comfortable and drowsy. In a small voice that gradually tapered off to sleep, she said, "Mom, I know who my real mom is. It is the one who takes away the hurting." This morning I want you to think of that line, a real mom. Ladies, are you a real mom? Being a real mom is an instrumental role in the development of godly families, godly people. Are you a real mom? A real mom is one who practices self-denial. Live as if others matter more. The three ladies had headed back to Israel. God's grace impacted their life. That God had given rain again to the land of Israel, and there was food there. Naomi had heard of this. The Lord had been kind toward them. He had given them this food. So Naomi tried to persuade her daughters-in-law to go back home because the outlook for them was bleak. Let me tell you, they didn't have Social Security. They didn't have, what is it we have in our community, Healthy Neighbors Network. They didn't have anything. If you didn't have family, you were in trouble. And so in this first section, we see the idea of the kinsman redeemer, because Naomi says, even if I had a husband today and I had a son in my womb, are you going to wait for him? But even if all that, I'm so old, that can't even be. And so here are these three women that are in a great predicament, and she urges them to go back home. Orpah did. But Ruth chose to deny herself the prospect of marriage, children, security, all of this for Naomi and her God. So the essence of a Christian life is to deny your own will to do God's will, to deny your understanding and to live by faith. And this is the exact opposite of the current desire for personal peace or the desire to be left alone. Little boy one day gave his mother a bill for all the things he had done around the house. He'd been real busy. His mother took it and didn't say a word. On the back of the paper, she began a list of all the things she did for him. But beside each one, she wrote, "No charge." When the little boy read it, he wrote over his list, "Paid in full." When I am faced with a funeral, I wonder what I will say about the person who passed. And I have to admit to you, sometimes it's easier than other times. What would I say about you? What would I say about you? Are you willing to deny yourself your pleasures to follow Christ? Mothers, what do your children see as most important in your life? Is it your walk with Christ? Keep going. Keep going. Are you willing to exert the effort, spend the time, expend the energy to effectively discipline and disciple your children? It has been said that youth today don't trust adults. I wonder why. Are you a real mom? A real mom is one who shows herself to be a woman of determination. Never allow yourself to quit. Naomi had seen Ruth's character and personality over the 10 years. We saw that if you read the first five verses, you see that they had lived together, been part of the same family for 10 years. No doubt they had worked together, cried together, laughed together. Ruth had probably seen this decision about parting ahead of time. She knew what was coming down the pike. And she had thought it through. She knew her future and Naomi's future was bleak, but she was determined to fulfill her responsibilities of taking care of her family. She would not desert Naomi. She was determined. She was courageous. She was determined. She was courageous. It has been said one of the greatest reasons people cannot mobilize themselves is that they try to accomplish great things. Most worthwhile achievements are the result of many little things done in a single direction. And that is the definition of determination. Do the next right thing. Determination. President Calvin Coolidge gave this short speech. He said, "Press on. Nothing in the world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful individuals with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. So, ladies, what kind of a person are you? Are you determined? How do others see you? Are you one who is willing to do the little things, all the little things in a single direction? One of the Sunday school classes that I frequent on Sunday mornings to say hello to, I don't even know what the question was. Something about who was the more dominant personality in your home? Well, it was probably my father. But my mom was the one who took care of all the details. You know, I can remember my dad doing things around the house, working on an old car or whatever. Mom took care of us. I remember when we would go to my grandmother's farm and all my uncles would gather to help my grandmother. And it was all the ladies that were taking care of the kids, which, by the way, if you look at my forehead very closely, you'll see that I have more than one scar because more than one T-shirt got cut off after something that got hung up in a tree came, bam. But they took care of whatever needed to be taken care of. They were determined. David Platt, in his book Radical, said, "In our quest for the extraordinary, we often overlook the importance of the ordinary." And I'm proposing that a radical lifestyle actually begins with an extraordinary commitment to ordinary practices that have marked Christians who have affected the world throughout history. So, ladies, do others see in you a determination, an amount of grit and tenacity to continue to live for Christ? Or are you a whatever person? You know what a whatever person is. Is this right or wrong? Oh, whatever. No. There is a way, there are things that we as followers of Christ do. And ladies, you're where it starts in terms of teaching your kids. Are you a real mom? A real mom is a woman of devotion. Live out your calling to follow Christ. Ruth was devoted to Naomi, even though Naomi was expressing a certain amount of bitterness. Ruth's statement of devotion was this: "Do not urge me to leave you or turn back from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people will be my people and your God, my God." It may have been better for her in the short term to go back, but Ruth was, more importantly, devoted to the God of Israel. Which, by the way, if you go to the end of the story, you begin to see some of what Matthew talks about, because Ruth and Boaz was in the line of David, and David was in the line of Jesus Christ. And it's all marked by this woman of determination and devotion. She gave up much to follow after God. There is such a thing as the phenomenon of generational sin, because most of us do as we saw done or had done to us, right? So think of your family looking back generations. What do you see? And those things that are not pleasing to Christ are only broken by deliberate steps only by Christ. Ladies, do others see you as a woman of devotion, devoted to Christ, devoted to your family? Do others see a singleness of heart about you? Men, are you supportive, encouraging your wife in these areas, these qualities? David Platt suggested this experiment for 1 year. Pray for the entire world. Read through the entire Word. Sacrifice your money for a specific purpose. Spend your time just 2% in another context, a different context, which, by the way, is only about 80 minutes in a week's time. Commit your life to a multiplying community. Maybe you've heard of this study. Two families from the state of New York were studied closely. One was the Max Jukes family and the other the Jonathan Edwards family. The thing discovered in this study is remarkable, but not altogether surprising, that like begets like. Max Jukes was an unbelieving man, and he married a woman of like character who lacked principle. Among the known descendants, over 1,200 were studied. 310 became professional vagrants. 440 physically wrecked their lives by living a decadent lifestyle. 130 of those were sent to prison, 7 for murder, for an average of 13 years. There were 100 who became alcoholics, 60 became habitual thieves, 190 were public prostitutes. Of the 20 who learned a trade, 10 of those did so while in prison. They made no contribution to society whatsoever. In about the same era, the family of Jonathan Edwards came on the scene. Jonathan Edwards, a godly man, married a woman of like character. 300 of their family became ministers, missionaries, and theological professors. Over 100 were college professors. Over 100 became lawyers, 30 of which became judges. 60 of them became physicians, and over 60 authored books. 14 became president of a university. There were numerous giants of industry from this family. 3 became U.S. congressmen, and 1 became vice president of the U.S. How will you be remembered? How will you be remembered? As a real mom? There's still time. There's still time. This morning, as we come to a time of response, you may want to come and pray for your family. And maybe involved in that is to make a fresh commitment to being a godly person, a godly mother. Are you one who practices self-denial? Are you a woman of determination, devotion? Are you a real mom? And men, lest I lead you to think that you're off the hook, those three qualities need to be in us men as well.